The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, and this is Bee Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 62 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me as always are my two very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello. How are we going this evening, today, whatever, whenever it is, I don't know. Hello.
Indeed. I'm pretty good thanks, Marcy, so I'm excellent. Very excited for tonight. Episode.
Yes.
But before we get to what it is, I'm going to introduce our second co-host,
yes,
who of course is the Canadian proportion of this podcast, and that of course is Professor Batch. Batch, how you going?
Good day. How are you, my friend?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Pretty good. A little chilly, but then again, we are talking about a movie that has icebergs involved, which I'm assuming. but I guess we'll have to wait.
It's apropos because it's May and snowing in Ontario.
That is true.
And it's climate change is a myth.
So we're all a little chilly in some way at the moment, given the movie we're going to be talking about tonight. But the reason why that is because, once again, this is our, I guess, bi-monthly Patreon subscribers pick episode.
Yes.
Where we actually randomly pick someone on the Super Network Patreon page to actually pick the movie for us to do for the show. And if they're willing to, even come onto the show and do the audio commentary with us. And for this episode of the show, we have decided to pick our very good friend and one of the co-hosts of the Horror Returns podcast, and that is Lance Langford. G'day, Lance. How's it going?
Hey! Thanks for the invite, guys. Good to finally join the party. I know we owe you guys some money for using the TV name a few times. But,
I was gonna say, how does it feel to finally be on an official TV related podcast?
It feels great. It feels great. I really definitely appreciate the invite, guys.
Yes.
And so this was a trap here, right?
Yes. We trapped him for ripping us off. No, I'm kidding. I need to make one correction, Bede. We actually pick our Patreons randomly. We don't play favorites with our Patreons.
Exactly.
It's very fair. We have the wheel spin and Lance was randomly picked, so...
Well, I did realize as soon as I said that, I'm like, shit, I forgot to mention it randomly picked.
Yeah.
You know, somebody... So,
because we are the number one to be related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
Exactly. Exactly.
With a guest from Texas.
And also... But Lance, since you are our Patreon subscriber pick for this episode, you get the choice to pick a film for us to watch for the show. What film have you decided for all of us to watch for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast?
Oh my God. If ever there was a film that it has an ending that's uncertain, nobody knows what happens to any of the characters, there's no idea where they end up, I can't wait to see where a sequel takes us, it's got to be Titanic. James Cameron's classic Titanic. And when I found out Titanic 2 is on Tubi, And Cameron did direct this one, right, guys?
It was his Mexican equivalent, Señor Le Cameron.
Oh boy, we may be in for a treat here. Okay, so I picked Titanic 2 because why the fuck not?
Exactly.
Indeed, and also, and it's interesting that you picked this movie, Lance, because recently the actual Titanic disaster, the anniversary of that was last month in April. Or at least this is still April by the time when we recorded this episode. So it has been 110 years since the sinking of the original Titanic.
Wow. Okay, well, about time to set sail with a new copy of the ship, don't you think?
Exactly. So
if this was be another Mexican bootleg like the Batman woman last week, this would be tremendous.
Yes,
indeed. If I don't expect any dubbing throughout this whole movie, I'm going to be very upset.
I know that dubbing last week was amazing.
Yeah,
even Bruce Davison, who's in this movie, should be dubbed over. Just saying.
He might well be.
Exactly. So we'll get straight to it. So for all of our listeners out there, Titanic 2 is streaming on Tubi everywhere, all over the world. So you'll be able to watch it very easily.
Yes.
So I'll count us down from 5. And then when I say go, that's when you play the movie and our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, based on all of our previous episodes of this show, even if you're not interested in checking out Titanic 2, or if you don't have a copy of this movie, I'm sure the audio commentary itself will still be a fun listen to regardless.
So, and when the ads pop up, we'll tell you and give you timestamps. So we're all good.
Exactly. So, Marcy, Batch, Lance, are yous all ready to go back to the Titanic with Titanic 2?
No.
Yes.
as I'll ever be.
Alrighty. Let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Alright. The Asylum.
And it's The Asylum!
Again!
Our first Asylum movie since Tales of the Fifth Great Robin Hood.
Yes, and we loved Tales of Fifth Great Robin Hood.
It's our first Asylum movie since our last Asylum movie.
Exactly.
Why is someone jerking off the iceberg? What is this?
What? It's so funny.
What?
Is that a fetish?
It might be. God. Let's jerk off some... I'm so confused as to what's going on.
Well, you've heard of ice sculpting. This is similar but different.
Yes.
Apparently, allegedly.
This is... Extreme masturbating.
Ew.
Bean, so how do you jerk off an iceberg?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is you find a giant iceberg and you go up to it and just rub it up and down with your hands until it starts to melt.
And it gets all wet and slippery.
I don't want to make any assumptions, but the director and writer of this movie is also the star of this movie, so why do I get the feeling this is like a passion project for him?
It probably is.
Just about to be. Oh man, is that a shark already?
Well, it's an Asylum movie. They have to throw a shark in there somewhere.
Yeah, but sharks? Are there many sharks in like really cold waters? Because I thought sharks liked warm waters.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought great whites only liked the cold waters.
Well, that wouldn't make sense because Australia has a lot of sharks, and I think the waters are quite warm. But we could be completely wrong. I'm going to Google sharks right now.
Yeah.
Bates, stop cutting people off.
No, I think a lot of people were bitching about Jaws the Revenge because apparently great whites don't go to that warm of a water. But prove us wrong, Marcy. Prove us wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm looking it up right now.
Holy shit, this dude is doing surfing in Antarctica.
I mean,
he's doing a diet of a day.
Now that's extreme.
Oh my god,
that's just right.
This is diet another day. All right, you ready for the facts of the sharks? Great white sharks seem to love warmer ocean waters, not cold, surprising scientists.
Ah, okay. Well, I stand corrected.
I'm waiting for the sequel of Titanic 2 versus Sharktopus.
Yes.
It's coming.
Which was the Sharktopus the one that had our beloved Eric Roberts in it?
Indeed.
Yeah, why isn't that?
Sharktopus had Ralph Garman in it.
Ooh. Also, I gotta tell you guys right now, Shane Van Dyke, who's the writer and director and star in this movie, his grandfather is Dick Van Dyke.
No! I feel like I knew that.
I mean, it would have to be obvious because his last name is Van Dyke, yeah. So it would have.
Okay, well.
Also,
and now that I look at him, I can see the resemblance a little bit.
And yeah.
And then then you find out it's not him.
Oh, well, it's probably him.
I would pop 4D if he spoke with that Mary Poppins accent the whole movie.
Right.
Yes.
Instead of tripping over an ottoman, he trips over a shark out in the water.
For more shark facts, apparently each species of shark has a temperature range that makes them the most comfortable. So sharks could very well be in that water, but we would not expect it to be a great white.
Hmm.
Come back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast for more shark-related facts.
Also,
this guy's falling asleep.
he was watching Titanic too.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, it's Bruce Davidson.
There he is.
Oh wow, he looks rough for wear.
And this was like 10 years ago too.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
this was definitely a paycheck. This was a paycheck movie for him.
Yes.
You think?
And mind you, it's Academy Award nominated actor Bruce Davison. Thank you very much.
Is he really? What was he nominated for?
Back in the 80s, he was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for a film called Longtime Companion.
Mm. No kidding. Okay. All right.
It was 88 or 89.
Yeah, and he's actually one of the most like recognizable in the that guy.
Yes.
Trope, because there is a documentary about that guy actors and he is featured.
Makes sense.
I guess for some other people who they're kind of figuring like, where have I seen Bruce Davison before? Like, probably most people recognize him as playing Senator Kelly in the X-Men films.
Yes.
Of course, yeah, sure.
I recognize him as the dad from the TV version of Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, that is true.
The TV version.
Meanwhile, on Titanic 2.
Right.
This is going to go well.
Titanic 2, Electric Boogaloo. What could go wrong?
Electric Boogaloo.
It's a break-dancing cruise.
Hey, why not? They do cruises for everything else. They might as well
do a break-dancing
cruise. Yeah, that needs to be the next movie.
Break-dancing cruise.
Bash! You guys would all be interested. They have a wrestling cruise coming up, I heard.
God damn, yeah, Jericho's next cruise, this fourth one.
Mm. See, that's also my kind of cruise.
Oh, those subtitles are like, what? I'm taking up the entire screen.
I know, I feel like they're a little bit too big. Let's go for the medium.
You got the small, medium, or large subtitles.
It's like how you can choose a penis size if that's what you desire.
Oh, God.
No, let's keep the extra large ones on. That'll add to the movie.
Now, I got to read this because Shane Van Dyke, who's the writer, director, and star of this movie, he's had quite an interesting career as a screenwriter.
Really?
At the beginning of his career, he did write a lot of Asylum knockoff movies.
Ooh,
Booby Fair.
Lots of Booby Fair happening. I'm down with this movie now.
I think that dude in the glasses is Shane Van Dyke, and why am I not surprised he would play a character would have? I think he is.
Oh, I could be.
You might need to look up what he looks like, Bede.
Sure, you're right.
I'm gonna look him up.
More like Shane Van Dick.
It's so big. That's what she didn't say.
Trains are big. This is monumental.
Yep, that's him.
That's Shane Van Dyke. Of course
boy.
And of course you play a character who's like, you know, a womanizer and has women rolling off his arms.
Of course. Right. Somebody will introduce me to Hayden.
And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna date him. Oh my gosh, he looks so hot.
Did he ever appear on bloody hell, what was that show that Dick Van Dyke did later in life? Diagnosis Murder, because all the Van Dykes showed up in that show.
Really?
I'm gonna find out.
I used to watch that like all the time. Yeah, maybe. He could have been.
Oh, Taco Tuesday.
Jesus, we got an ad. 7 minutes 32.
Speaking of Taco Tuesday with those models.
Who wants some tacos? Yes,
all right, so he was in 16 episodes.
I almost got you, Lance. I almost got you.
I got
he
you.
He was in, Shane Van Dyke was in 16 episodes of Diagnosis Murder, but he played four separate characters throughout those 16 episodes.
Wow, okay.
I used to watch all that right. all the time, that show. And we got another ad.
Oh, the ads are still going.
Oh, it's a Coca-Cola ad, and look what I'm drinking. But
actually, it's, it's
Jimmy knows.
But I don't have sugar-free, though. So, all right, guys. We are back, 7 minutes 33, with Booby Fair and the Van Dyke Kid.
Yes, but his filmography includes Street Racer, which was a knockoff of Death Racer.
Okay.
The Day the Earth Stopped. Transmorphers Fall of Man.
I love
Paranormal
that.
Entity. Battle Dogs. However, he has written legit movies. He wrote the script to Chernobyl Diaries, The Silence, the Netflix film with Stanley Tucci, and he's the co-writer of Olivia Wilde's upcoming directorial effort, Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, very interesting.
Okay.
Well, if it teaches so you anything, folks, Asylum is a good place to start.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember back in the day, like, you could actually pitch ideas to the Asylum. They had a section on their website you could actually pitch.
Well, I'm going to write to them right now and pitch Breakdancing Cruise.
I like it.
That's what I want.
But then it turns into a horror movie because there's hard light holograms of all the dead disco stars that they're breakdancing to.
That'd be terrible, man. Come on.
Even putting the subtitles smaller, it's taking up the whole screen. And I
know.
I love
it. Really it. Is. It really is.
And I love it. All right, so his investment is that his daughter is going to go on Titanic 2, I'm pretty sure.
That's what it is. Okay. Mm. That's that makes sense.
He's going to have to save the day.
Yeah.
Mm.
He looks a little old. He looks a little old to be saving the day, and you say this was 10 years ago, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe he'll turn mutant on us.
Maybe. Maybe that's his secret power.
Right. Once he gets into the ocean, he'll start turning into a mutant. A mutant shark.
Maybe.
It's going to happen now. Because he's already in a helicopter. He's just going to fall out of the helicopter.
Maybe. Sure. Maybe he's still. Maybe it's just Mystique being Bruce Davison.
Ah, okay. Mm. Could be. Could be.
Aren't they actually, haven't they actually made another Titanic ship called Titanic 2 or something, like in real life? Or did I dream this?
Surely not. Surely not.
All right. I'll get to this trivia.
Okay.
Because it has to be said.
All right.
In April 2012, when this movie came out, Australian tycoon Clive Palmer announced plans to construct a modern-day replica of the Titanic to set sail the same route as the original.
Hmm.
The ship's launch date was set in 2016, then 2018, then 2022.
Oh boy.
Blue Star Line stated in a press release dated September 27th, 2018, that construction would resume, but the company's website hasn't been updated since, and there's a pretty good reason why, because Clive Palmer, who's an Australian politician and rich tycoon in Australia, is basically running his own Trump-style political party here in Australia.
Okay.
So, and he's trying to, like, be the next prime minister.
And he's the worst. Knows this very well. Because we have our prime minister election coming up, all we get on everywhere is these Clive Palmer ads, and this dude has so much fucking money that he could probably end homelessness in this country. Instead, he spends it on political ads, which no one's going to fucking vote for. And if they do, I'm going to personally shove a 10-foot dildo up their fucking ass.
The very first thing I Googled him, the first thing that came up was Clive Palmer Titanic. So there you go.
Yeah, because he's a Titanic dickhead.
Exactly.
You know what they need to do? They need to...
Anyway...
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Patch.
You know what they need to do? They need to airplane to this bitch and make a sequel, Titanic 2000, and it's a spaceship.
Right?
Yes.
They need the exact same cast. Everyone playing the same roles. Not
just get with Bezos and Musk and make it happen. Come on, Batch. You can do it.
we're going to go pitch this idea to the asylum after this movie.
I'm gonna
Titanic
go
2000.
I'm gonna go pitch an idea.
Happy family.
To all the dickhead billionaires who want to spend money on bullshit. And I'm just gonna create like the spaceship Titanic and
spaceship.
I'm gonna like
the good
I'm gonna talk up this spaceship so much. I'm gonna put all the world's dickheads on there, and then we're just gonna straight into the sun. Go straight into the sun. The world is saved. I'm the hero. Then everyone gives me their money and makes me queen. That's my plan.
That's the ending of Don't Look Up, Marcy.
And then you're the billionaire dickhead.
Yes. Then everyone will hate me. But I'll have the billions, so I'll just pay them off.
And the cycle begins anew.
Exactly.
I will buy stock in Wild Secrets.
I'll be sponsored by Wild Secrets. Sorry, Bean.
I'm being interrupted throughout this whole episode.
Good.
But anyways.
Revenge.
Yes. Elmer.
Elmer.
Elmer Fudd.
I'm going to drive the boat.
Clank, clank, clank.
Clank, toot, toot.
There's some pesky icebergs out there.
Did they really need to CGI the guy ringing the bell?
Oh, yes, man. That's bad.
Now, Elmer, make sure you stay clear of all those icebergs when you're driving. Okay, sir!
These people are not enthusiastic about waving. They're like, wave.
Right.
We're going to die. It's a Titanic ship. See ya. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, wow.
America!
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah!
So, is the Shane Van Dyke character... Like, does he own this ship? Like, was he the idiot billionaire who, like, sponsored this shit?
I'm assuming yes.
Mm. See ya, bye.
Those are some very weak waves, aren't they?
See, this movie missed the opportunity to have somebody win tickets to get on that ship from playing a poker game, but no.
That would have been great.
That would have been great. Look at that CGI Statue of Liberty.
Shane Van Dyke's character did a huge line and is like, I need to buy a boat.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that's what Elon Musk was doing. And he's like, I'm just going to buy Twitter. Right. And now maybe he won't be.
The icebergs are back for revenge.
The
I don't know what's bigger, the captions or the icebergs.
They're back for revenge.
Oh, gotta have that Coast Guard on standby, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a gut feeling. The military operates on nothing but gut feelings, folks. Now you know the America's secret.
Mm.
Exactly.
It's either going to be icebergs or a sea monster. This is an asylum movie.
Or there's like a Sharknado that attacks the Titanic too.
Oh, God.
I would rather see the Sharktopus, to be fair.
Hello, Brooke Burns.
To be fair, it very well may show up.
To be fair.
The movie just started.
Yeah, hello. John, we're only like 16 minutes into this movie.
That's anything right. can happen in give this movie.
No shit, give it a chance. Goodbye, Marcy.
I have to give a shout out to one of our Patreons and fellow podcaster, Pete, who does a Dingo Ate My Movie podcast. He has much love for Titanic 2, so I thought I'd give him a shout out to a good friend, Pete. And
right.
He may or may not be joining us on a To Be Tuesdays episode in a couple of months.
That looked like it was shot on my green screen.
I mean, we could make asylum-style movies just with our green screens at home.
We probably could.
Yeah.
And that's probably, like, during, like, all the lockdowns and stuff, that's probably how they were still making movies. It's just using green screens.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next evolution of this show into the YouTube content.
We'll make Asylum style movies. Be amazing.
And we'll just pitch them right to Tubi.
Tubi, hit us up. We love you.
All right. Based on all these findings we have here, Bruce Davison, this is where David Hasselhoff's ego is lying.
They're actually trying to track down the Megalodon from Shark Attack 3.
Yes.
They're worried it might eat the Titanic 2 whole.
And also they're looking for John Lovitz.
No one's looking for John Lovitz.
The iceberg is John Lovitz.
Oh, Jesus, that's mean.
I'm going to sing.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Oh, look at that green screen.
Look at that.
My green screen, which I don't have, looks better than that. Come on.
Right, yeah.
Come on, guys.
I should have signed up for the Discord Plus or whatever. I could have had that in the back. Behind me too, right?
It's so worth it. I love it.
She's getting all philosophical, talking about pebbles and
Atlantic
pebbles
oceans
in the water.
Like, what does one thing have to do with another in this movie?
See, she's Brooke Burns. She's thinking about the time she was on Baywatch.
Mm. Baywatch.
I got a feeling Bruce Davidson's going to be pulling at Bruce Willis through the whole movie.
Yes.
Poor Bruce Willis.
I'm just kidding. Since I'm the writer and director, I'm going to cast myself as the dickhead millionaire womanizer.
No shit, right? Jesus Christ. Admiring your masterpiece.
And then he's like, my masterpiece is in my pants.
It just pans down, his dick is out.
He's just excited that Titanic 2 was probably, at the time he made this movie, was like the best movie he's ever going to make.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
You make Titanic 2, you know it's going to get attention.
You know, yes. If you think you're only going to make one, you start right at the top.
Exactly.
Although, if you want to watch an interesting and very fucked up Titanic movie, watch the Titanic that was made as a Nazi propaganda movie.
What?
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Never heard of that one.
Yep.
This is a real thing?
Yep. There's a Nazi propaganda movie that, I think it got released after WW2, as it turned out, It was a propaganda movie that they made for some reason.
Yeah, I remember seeing like a documentary on it.
Yeah,
like,
there's a documentary like about Nazi it. Titanic. Yeah, if you look it up on YouTube, I'm pretty sure it's there. But if you look up Titanic, it's there.
There can't be that many.
You'd think, but...
Well, I think...
Oh, no.
What's
the thing, though? It was 1943. It's just called Titanic, the Third Reich's Nazi propaganda epic about a heroic fictional German officer on board the RMS Titanic. On its maiden voyage in April 1912, the supposedly unsinkable ship hits an iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean and starts to go down.
a Jewish iceberg, huh?
Apparently.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Touching that joke.
Yeah, not touching that joke either. But, yep. But what I...
Well, it is a Nazi propaganda movie, so what do you expect? They made all themselves be characters of, like, wisdom while everyone else was so evil. And there's a lot of... There was a lot of stuff that happened, like, as they were trying to make it. Like, I think someone got killed and all this weird shit happened. It's very fascinating. But anyway...
Well, I think I should say, because since we are, this is Titanic 2, and you know about this, Marcy, but probably most of our listeners probably don't know, is that when I was a teenager, I was a Titanic buff.
Mm. Really?
After when the movie came out, I was obsessed with everything Titanic. I watched tons of documentaries, had a bunch of books, and here at my flat right now, you can't see it because, you know, I'm in my kitchen, but
in his kitchen.
My parents... My parents
kayfabe.
Yes, for Christmas when I was a teenager, my parents actually bought me a like this big frame that actually has a model of the Titanic in it.
Nice.
Yeah,
I want that Lego Titanic. That looks dope.
Mm.
And also, when I was, I believe, the, I don't know if you went to, remember, Fox Studios in Sydney, Marcy, they have the fun park. They actually had a Titanic ride
there. Oh, wow.
You imagine having a ride based on a ship that sunk and killed thousands of people.
Basically, it's like if they had like certain sections that were replicas of the ship, and then they had a section where you're like, oh, see what it's like to be like when the ship was sinking, and they'd had, and you'd be up at the back of the ship and it would actually tilt so you'd see what it was like. And then, after when it was all over, you'd go at the bow, like at the start of the movie where Leo and Kate were like, I'm flying, Jack, so you get photos of that.
I remember people having those photos. I remember when they did the 3D re-release, because I went and saw that at the IMAX with my cousin, because we used to watch Titanic all the time growing up on the 2-video VHS.
Oh, it is going to be another iceberg.
What the fuck?
Why did Bruce Davison make a fresh iceberg? Is he silly or what?
Right. Was this guy taking samples of the ice or what?
Yeah. Then he dropped one.
And then they're like, run!
Kind of caused that.
You're going to outrun that? Okay.
Sure, that makes sense, yeah. Mm.
Oh no, I fell. I tripped over.
Yeah, I love the practical effects. A lot of money into this.
So much money to spend on real snow.
Oh, right, Texas. He just fell.
You got out the gap.
Oh no!
Mind the gap.
She looks like she's trying not to laugh, as she's meant to like be falling.
Well, can you blame her?
Oh my gosh, this green screen is trying to kill us.
This green.
Someone has got to tell them how to light a green screen.
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah, you take off that helicopter or something. I don't know.
All right, now they're safe. Now they're safe. Iceberg can't get you when you're in the air, right?
Yeah, but it can get the ship, exactly. Obviously.
Whoa!
We're just sending shockwaves now? What the fuck?
I was gonna say, it's sending a shockwave! Whoa! Oh, God. That's a time.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh, well, that was a great transition, Sean. Going from one giant bit of iceberg to a small little one going into a wine glass.
What fantastic editing, right?
Exactly.
I'm kind of obsessed with that lady in the grey dress with the big boobs.
Right.
Shane Van Dyke was sitting at his computer writing that transition, and he was
the redhead?
Yeah. Yes.
Me too.
She's my favorite character in this whole movie. This looks like a high school gym.
I would pick actually all of them.
Oh, Craven.
It's a high school reunion. Yeah, it's Craven.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, lads, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Craven? Good to hear from you, buddy.
Oh, man, good to see you. So, what's this movie about?
It's about the Titanic 2.
The main one?
Yes.
Yes.
And this dude... And that dude there at the crew control panel, that obviously is the asylum version of Giancarlo Esposito.
Looked like him, didn't it?
Yes.
It's a poor man's version, obviously.
Right?
Exactly. If you can't get the real deal, you get their asylum equivalent.
Yeah, I think Craven needs to hit up the asylum for a Craven movie.
Oh, God.
I got a great idea for a Craven movie.
Yeah?
What is it?
It's me and Johnny Depp. I hear he's going to be free soon.
He might need the money, Craven.
I mean, she pooped in his bed. That's gross.
It's that movie's going to be called The Turd Locker.
Fuck. Oh, my lord.
Indeed.
Steer clear of ice.
This is really a movie where Bruce Davidson sits in a chair the whole movie.
It is.
Yeah, overstating the obvious. Stay away from icebergs.
And nobody's going to listen to him, and they're going to go straight into the iceberg.
Right.
This is literally the modern remake of Titanic.
Is it?
See, he's like Steven Seagal. He's like Steven Seagal, but actually trying. But he's sitting down.
And he's not eating like 20 Domino's pizzas.
Exactly.
Rose needs to be old. Rose needs to be on the boat and have the line. How can the same shit happen to the same person twice?
We needed old Rose to come back.
Yes.
They should have done it like, you know, like Batch quoted, like Die Hard style.
Ocean-wide tsunami alert. Wow. That's a pretty big tsunami. And she's reading the original Titanic.
We gotta say, this is it's the original Titanic they're reading about in the book.
Right.
Yes, and pretty much the actual Titanic, too, is gonna ignore the iceberg warning, like the real ship.
Right.
And this, that woman there reading the book, she's like the Asylum knockoff version of Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'd rather have her than Amy Schumer.
I could definitely see that. So. Would you?
I don't like Amy Schumer.
Anybody would prefer her to Amy Schumer.
Here we go. Oh, smoke.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're at 27:58. I don't know.
This must be a weed ad. There's a lot of smoke and leaves everywhere.
Yeah. What are they advertising?
Oh, Taco Tuesday.
That's what that was.
That's some Pinkberry right there. Which is also what Batch is smoking this week.
Hey, segue.
There you go.
Taco Tuesday. It's official. We're changing the name of the show from Tubi Tuesdays to Taco Tuesdays.
Oh, gosh.
We have to
do that.
We have to eat tacos on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Exactly.
Tubi Taco Tuesdays.
There we go. All right. This weird ad, whatever it is.
I can't tell what it's for.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's for
a prescription.
It's for radio.
I don't know.
It's for digital radio. Okay, we're back 28 minutes, guys. Okay. 28 minutes. All right.
Tubi Taco Tuesday would be a great shirt, by the way.
Yes, we have to do that. Yes,
for sure.
I swear. These people seem like they are at a high school reunion.
It is a high school gym. Like,
wow,
you're not gonna have.
That's all they can afford.
You're not gonna build a ballroom like that on Titanic 2.
No doubt. Yeah, that's pretty silly.
Yeah. All right.
They did film that in a high school gym, didn't they?
They did. All right, I'll be back because I forgot to do something. Now we've had the ad, I don't have to worry about it. I'll be back.
Yeah. See, I like the. There was one of the Shane Van Dyke's women.
Okay.
It has a belt that looks like a WWE championship belt. Look at
that. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I was just about to say, a couple of them look like they could be divas, actually. A couple of them look pretty tough.
They probably are.
Those are his bodyguards.
Right. Yes. There you go. Now we know the truth.
I apologize. You're all on Titanic 2. Sorry.
Right.
The better version of this movie is that Shane Van Dyke's character is actually the bad guy, and then he tries to take over the boat.
Yes.
And those are his henchwomen.
Yes. What?
So everybody needs to go down to the bottom level. Don't rush. This is not an emergency. What the fuck is going on here?
I would find that very sus if that was happening.
They've been at sea for like 20 minutes. You can still see the dock.
Jesus Christ.
They only left like 5 minutes ago.
Right.
I like how everything in the captain's, like, the captain section of the ship,
right,
looks so old-fashioned. No wonder they got that tidal wave warning very late, because everything looks like it was from a computer from the 1980s.
Makes sense. Okay, that does make sense. I think you got it figured out.
Mm. They're going to use the same sets for Titanic 2000.
Right.
Yes.
I think they need Titanic 2022.
Yes.
Oh,
well, well, at some point, whether it's for this show or for The Horror Returns, we have to do the latest Titanic movie that's out there, Titanic 666.
Oh, God forbid.
Yes.
Does that one have Van Dyke in it also?
Shit.
But But it has Adeline McCord from one of our favorite movies, Santa's Little Helper.
Oh, yes.
It'd be so the ghost of Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes. God. So this is a real thing.
Yes.
Yes.
They Chris Davidson's probably thinking, I was nominated for an Oscar once. What am I here?
Do they have 15 minutes to avoid hitting an iceberg?
Is that
or tidal wave?
Is that the deal?
No,
is that what they said?
I'm so confused.
The thunder wave.
Oh, yeah, I'm a little bit confused for sure.
There's a submarine or something?
At least,
yes.
At least the movie's not advocating gun violence like the Karate.
Oh, God! Jesus.
Yes.
That movie, wow.
Oh my God.
Those are rough days on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Oh my Lord.
Look at the size of that. That iceberg doesn't seem that big.
Yeah, but are they avoiding an iceberg or a tsunami or both? I'm so confused.
I thought the two were mutually exclusive. I didn't realize that they happened concurrently, but I guess they do.
I guess the iceberg is just floating through the water. Oh, there it is. Whoa!
Okay.
that submarine got slapped like it was Chris Rock.
Oh, God. Ouch.
You know...
Yes, I made that joke again.
My favorite trivia on this movie, the best bit of trivia on this movie that you'll ever get, this is not a sequel to Titanic.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Of course it is, isn't it? It's Titanic 2.
This could be more of a sequel to the frickin' Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it feels more like a Poseidon Adventure movie than a Titanic movie.
More Poseidon-ish, huh?
Exactly.
This should have been more Under Siege.
Oh, gosh.
See, if this was a Poseidon sequel, they should have brought back Michael Caine for it.
Well, yeah. To be fair, he probably wasn't available.
To be fair?
To be fair.
Actually, Steven Seagal should have been in this movie.
Oh gosh,
yes.
You know what? RVD should have been in this movie, and his weed smoking high adventures would have just saved everyone because they just would have floated away,
right? On a cloud of happiness,
exactly.
Yeah,
Rob's driving the ship. Oh, did I hit something?
I think Steven Seagal is too busy fighting for the Russians in Ukraine right now.
Oh, God. Who knows what the fuck he's doing?
From what I hear.
I mean, if Steven Seagal was in this movie, he'd be too busy at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Definitely. Absolutely.
We are very mean. That is a weird-looking fucking phone.
To be fair, it was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Tuba Fell. It's Steven Seagal, and I think he's a piece of crap, so.
He's using a phone from the 1980s.
He's using something.
He's reading the captions under him.
Yes!
it really looks like it, doesn't it?
He's just reading them.
He's not even bothering reading the script. He's just reading the captions.
He is. He's just like, oh, that's what I have to say. Oh, man. This movie.
His daughter's a nurse. I love the fact that because she's female in this movie, she has to be a nurse.
Right.
She can't be a doctor.
No. Yes. She's just a nurse.
Right.
Well, and I like how all the shipmates and the captain on this ship look exactly the same.
The same, yeah.
Yes. Except for that one dude there's got a goatee, but that's about it.
And he's just being the dickhead. We can't stop the ship.
Oh boy.
This would be a really good time for Megalodon to just eat the ship, seriously.
Or the Goldfish Man from the last movie.
You know what? You know, yes. Actually would have been great if Goldfish Man was like the gremlin on the side of the plane, but on the side of the ship. like from the Twilight Zone.
Sure.
All right. Basically, we said this before we started this episode, but we'll have the connection. How do we link this back to Batwoman? Very simple. In Batwoman, there was a boat called the Reptilicus. We're just going to assume that the people who built that boat also made Titanic 2.
Makes sense.
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
And I do think Goldfish Man haunts the Titanic 2.
This is some bad acting.
I like how the extras like, do we do this? Do this?
What are we meant to be doing?
Acquire your life. It is. This is not a drill. But don't panic. Don't panic.
Smoke them if you got them.
Right.
These people seem very worried for, like, they're about to be hit by a
shit. Look like they're in a shopping mall listening to
it
them.
It does.
Telling you what's on sale at Macy's.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
This is not a drill.
This is a drill.
This is a drill.
Okay, everyone at the lower bow of the ship, but all the hot ladies get into the lifeboats because Shane Van Dyke wants to date you later.
Right.
He'd be like, everyone that's 18 to 25 and a female, get on the lifeboats. Everyone else, fuck off.
Oh, boy.
Everyone,
that's brutal. That's brutal.
Everyone, run away, run away. They want to make an asylum movie here.
Now, Louise, are you here?
Did somebody say Louise Lassa? Hello, Louise,
everyone.
I've heard that you love going on cruises. Is this true?
Oh, honey, I love going on cruises. No. First of all, I book out a cruise. I go out there with my honey bun, Shaven, who is Craven's younger brother. But I'm still holding out hope for Craven to finally come around and date me. But that's a whole different story. But anyway, I go
it's
up
not going close. To happen, Louise.
Oh, Craven, you say that every time we talk, but you know, your mouth says no, but all I hear is yes. But anyways, so I book out a whole boat. And then I go to the all-you-can-eat pumpkin pie buffet, and I drink a lot of red wine, and then I'll be like, I'll go, since this boat is very huge, I need the biggest vacuum cleaner you can find. So I go around and I clean up the entire bow, and then I get very upset because once the boat hits an iceberg, I'm like, what's the matter with you? You're not supposed to be hitting the ship, and I have to clean it! It's so annoying, but then I realize that, you know, everything's going to be okay because Craven is going to snuggle with me in my bed that night. Or it's the other way, I go to his bed and snuggle with him.
I actually think the iceberg is your son Terry and he's killing everybody.
Oh, God.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
But which one?
My son Terry. He's always getting out of that psych ward, and he goes around dressing up as icebergs and ramming himself into ships so he can kill everyone. He needs to be more like my other son, Todd, who's such a good boy, who has never murdered anyone in his entire life, at least not that I'm aware of, and he's out of the insane asylum. Although, all of his friends keep disappearing. I don't know why, but that always seems to happen. But that being said, though, I'm going to go sneak in Craven's bed.
Ew.
And wait for him to come home. So I'll see you all later. See ya, bye.
Somebody's going to impale themselves on that.
Well, I was almost going to impale myself while Louise was around, but...
She has an effect on people.
Yeah.
Shane Van Dyke looks like a combination of Kerry Elways and Craig Sheffer.
a bad combination.
I'm surprised Louise didn't hit on Shane Van Dyke.
Are you sure she didn't?
I think she did. She said she wanted his ship. So.
Well, oh, it's me again. Sorry. I didn't realize that he had this Shane Van Dyke. I'm like, you know what? More Shane Van Dyke, more like Shane Van Damme. He's a good-looking boy.
Not as good looking as Craven, but still pretty good looking. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
All right.
Thanks for letting us know, Louise.
Yeah, she's gone now. She's back into her red wine cellar at the moment.
Mm.
Quick, check the camera around like the boat's all over the place.
Is it just me, or does his hair keep changing?
Does it?
It looks different. I thought he had like a ponytail before.
He might be running out of product at this
Maybe.
Point. I don't know.
Yeah.
How long have they been at sea? I'm not sure.
40 minutes.
Okay. He's probably run out of product.
We're almost halfway through.
Oh, thank God.
There's no particular reason why everyone's running around all over the place.
And how did she hurt her leg?
Yeah, what good is running around going to do on a ship that's being hit by an iceberg?
You think
or
that,
whatever,
like,
right?
There was a zombie outbreak on this ship, the way everybody's acting?
Right.
See, that would make
Maybe
sense.
There is.
Actually,
anything could happen in this movie.
See, sure. Now that you say that, I remember a couple of years ago, I was in a bookshop, and there is legit a zombie book that's actually set on the Titanic.
Wow.
On the Titanic.
Yeah, it's called, I believe it's called Deck Z.
Oh, my God.
And it's actually about a zombie, the untold story of a zombie outbreak hitting the Titanic. And that was the real reason.
That explains a lot.
That
explains a lot.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm.
Indeed.
Once again.
The that's called Dixie.
How did she hurt her leg? You know,
quick, get to the chopper.
We've watched a lot of movies on this show that make no sense, but this one is probably taking the cake for not making any sense whatsoever, but I don't care.
It does have somewhat of a plot.
Does it? Does it?
It's a mega tsunami.
A mega tsunami.
I think she said a mega tsunami, so I think it's a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a Trump supporter. It's gonna come in with that red fucking hat.
That tidal wave is huge. It reminds me of my hair. It's so wavy and all over the place and makes it work. So yes. What does Brooke Burns look like Hillary Swank in this scene?
I don't know.
What?
He does.
Hillary Swank? Bruce Davidson does?
Bruce Davidson looks like Hillary Swank.
Jesus
Christ. I can't even speak English.
Bruce Davidson is Hillary Swank in Titanic 2.
Oh, boy. Wow.
I wish that was a thing.
I feel very sorry for Bruce Davidson because he looks like he's melting throughout this whole movie.
Does he?
I think that's just
he
the green
like
screen.
He is an iceberg.
I think they just green screened him. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
They've got their life vest on. Everybody's going to be okay now.
Yeah, I mean...
Except for that one.
What the hell is he doing?
But... Just,
what is this red... What's this redneck doing?
Doing redneck
Where's he
things?
Been the whole movie?
He's trying to push, he's trying to push the little kids out of the way.
See? You know what he is? He's an anti-vester.
Is that...
He's the only one not wearing a vest.
Nobody gonna tell me to wear a vest.
I'm not gonna wear a life vest. You can't tell me what to do. It's not gonna save me.
The boat's fine. Just a little bit of ice. Fake news.
First of all, if you put on a vest, no damn liberal commie Democrat will eject you with syringes that are inside the vest. It'll give you a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist.
I've been on cruises lots of times and they get hit by icebergs. You just gotta go down to the buffet. The ship will be fine. I don't need a life vest.
You just gotta go in the water and freeze to death. You don't need no vest, alright? I don't know why we sound like that, but whatever.
First of all, everyone knows that icebergs ain't real. It's all pretend. They're all made out of plastic.
Yeah, it's all Hollywood trickery. Hollywood trickery.
Exactly.
And there's just go down to the casino or the comedy club when you're done with the buffet. You know, you'll
That's
be
right.
fine. You'll be fine.
The Titanic is fake news. All right.
It was fake 110. It was fake 110 years ago, and it's even faker new!
And we need to bring back the dick veins on a Snickers bar!
What the fuck?
Why does that look like a smile on the screen?
Yeah. Why do I keep expecting the asylum version of Bryan Cranston to show up here any minute?
Why did the Trooper Tuesdays podcast become Fox News for 10 minutes?
That was weird. That was weird.
It went from the Louise Lassner show to the Fox News.
What are these? Are these like cruise missiles or what?
Damn, the dude wants more women.
Come on, ladies.
To be fair, that was one of the better. I forgot my handbag.
To be fair, I'd go in that. I'd be getting all the sexy women too.
Hey, all kidding aside, guys, the person that wrote this script is the biggest masochist ever. It's like, I left my handbag.
There he is right there.
You're talking about the nurse, and I left my handbag. No, I've got to go back, you know.
Well, he is right there on the screen right now.
It is Shane Van Dyke.
Oh, here comes the fight, the inevitable fight.
That looks like a poor man's Sons of Anarchy character.
Is that what it is?
I was going to say, that dude was like a poor man's Tom Savini.
I was thinking that too, actually.
I think that was Tom Savini.
I want to see Tom Savini's Titanic 2.
That's Asylum Tom Savini.
He'd have no problem doing it, I'm sure.
Right. Tom Savini, can you join us in our Tubi / Asylum movie?
Yes.
That's the next person we need to hit up, Marcy.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm laughing now because they've gone down to the basement and it's like everything's all concrete. It's like they're in the basement of a building, not even on a boat. There's no concrete on that boat.
I'm gonna die.
The concrete makes Pete break.
That's what kills me.
Oh, where are all the opioids?
Get her some oxy, she'll be fine.
Yeah, just give them all the oxy, you won't know what hit you.
Right?
Except an iceberg and a tsunami.
Here, have a credit card. This will make everything better.
Right.
I'm rich.
Women like credit cards, right? Women like credit cards. They want to spend money on clothes, right? Right.
It worked on the other six.
To be fair, if he gave me my own credit card that, you know, I could spend whatever, I'd probably hang out with him too.
Credit card to a neck. How else
are you going to close a wound? Money, even plastic money, fixes everything. That's how rich people think.
This is terrible.
It's falling off.
Now, where are they going now? The lifeboats or what?
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to the ATM.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The ATM. Allegedly.
The ship's already half sunk.
Right? There's already people floating in the water.
I'm sorry, but
the Megalodon.
Yeah, right? Where's the Megalodon? But also, that water would be freezing, they would be frozen and dead.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think they'd be kicking around quite so spry, right?
I'm sorry, but logic does not exist in Titanic 2.
Well, what the boat doesn't show you, the camera doesn't show you, the dock is literally just right over there.
Right?
Damn it.
They didn't get that far from shore.
That poor ship only had one day left to retirement.
Yes. Everyone's allowed to come here, except if you're an anti-Vesta.
Anti-Vesta. That's why he Tom punched Savini. Him.
No, Tom Savini's allowed.
They were allowed one, and they had the real one, so.
Right?
Here we go, slide.
People screaming.
What? The ship's going. Is it,
the hell is
the
this
ship's
guy
sinking
doing?
The up.
It's in the wrong direction.
Right.
Wee.
Titanic, the water slide.
It's like barely holding on to it.
Oh my god.
Someone just went flying!
That's some exquisite
that dude landed
accuracy.
On those steps.
Oh man. This man. Movie's great.
It's sinking
in the wrong way than it was 2 seconds ago.
Amazing.
There is no logic in my Titanic 2 movie from the asylum.
See, I'm just going to tell you right now, Lance, you picked a good one for this show.
Yeah, well, you know, just like any good captain, you know, who goes down with their ship, right?
This ship has its own little submarine on it?
What are those? That's what I'm trying to figure out. They had like 4 of those launch earlier. What are those things?
I think they're lifeboats.
Are they're escape life, but they're enclosed escape lifeboats? What is this, Star Trek all of a sudden? Escape pods or what? Jesus Christ. Yes.
I'd rather be watching Star Trek right now.
Oh, boy.
See, for someone whose boat is sinking, the captain's like, whatever.
This guy looks high as hell, man.
Wait, the boat's sinking?
That's where all the opioids went that were in the were in the nurse's center. Okay.
Like, seriously, Bruce Davison has got like the easiest job because legit, he is like just sitting in a chair.
Yeah, I know, man.
Movie.
Easiest paycheck ever, right?
Exactly.
They could just pay me to sit there. Like, I'd do it. Like, The Asylum. Right. You could hire me as your main lead actress in everything.
No, he had to wear a parka in front of a green screen.
And I'm not an anti-vest, though.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Steven Seagal's been here. All the food's gone.
Oh, yeah. Louise Lasser's been here. All the red wine's gone.
Yeah, she cleaned them out, yes. Man.
She drank the boat dry.
Right.
She drank the boat dry, and also all the pumpkin pie's gone too.
Right.
And I think she sucked Bruce Davison dry. I mean, what?
Oh,
hey now.
Whoa. Hey.
Boat exploded!
What a twist!
What? I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused. What just happened?
It blew up.
I know the ship did, but what caused it? Oh,
I don't know. I think it was my
random
joke.
Explosion. Wild card.
That looks like a super super poor man's Drew Barrymore. I guess I don't know.
Wait a second. She just said not again. When did this happen? Oh yeah. Never mind.
The captain's not answering. Uh-oh, they got to refuel on top of everything else. Uh-oh.
Ah, these people are fucked. Let's get out of here.
Get out of here.
But remember, his daughter is one of the nurses.
It's like, it's Dwayne Johnson logic in, what is that movie? San Andreas. It's like, I got to go to the city and save my daughter, right. Fuck all those other people who are in that natural disaster. I gotta save my daughter, not save anyone else.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Uh-oh, here comes that tidal wave.
Wait, there was still a tidal wave? What?
Yeah.
So what
the mega
blew
wave.
Up?
How long does tidal waves wave. Last? I mean, I thought it was just like there and gone.
Well,
do they just
in a movie, they last about 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, at least the mega wave's going to put out the fire in the boat.
See? Good news. All right.
So do we know how the boat just blew up?
Is that helicopter going down into the ocean?
Yes.
It's going straight into the tidal wave!
What is this?
What is going on? You gotta go up, not straight into it!
He's gleaming the cube.
He's gleaming the cube.
No, not the oil plant.
How did it blow? Oh,
wow.
How did that blow up? Do you know what,
I don't
do you know what
it?
This movie
Water.
This movie's logic reminds me of the logic of Fox News and conservatives and Republicans.
So yeah, apparently the water icebergs walk.
What?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. What is this?
It's all the people that survived that random explosion that happened.
How did the ship catch fire? Now it's sinking the wrong way again. I'm so
now
lost.
They all turn into zombies, right?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what they should turn into? Goldfish people.
Yes.
The explosion should have like set off like a mutagen or something.
That would be the most epic random third act. Oh. Everyone in the boat just starts mutating for no reason.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Well, I mean, Bruce Davidson's there. It could be an X-Men tie-in here coming up.
I mean, he's already kind of half mutated through the course of this movie.
Asylum bought the X-Men rights, right? Or was that Disney? It was one of the two. I can't remember.
The Asylum version of the X-Men is the Z-Men.
The Z-Men. Right. I thought it was going to be the Z-Men.
It's one of those movies with Shawn Michaels in it.
Yes. Called the Seaman.
Did you guys see that line he just said? He said, "We get out of this, you can stitch me up all you like."
Well, now.
See, it doesn't surprise me at all that Shane Van Dyke's character is trapped in an elevator with two women. Mm. It's probably his dream fantasy.
I know, and look at her, booby fair. My favorite of all the fairs.
Where's all the water? Where's all the water? Even in the Titanic movie, they had water going through all the hallways.
Yeah, right. They're you saw everybody die. Dry. Right?
Right.
Why is there an axe in the elevator?
Why is it red? Why is there... Well, and then there's green device. Lighting now. It's like red to green lighting.
It's a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas movie.
It is.
I was going to say... These two scenes were directed by Nicholas Winding Refn.
Now listen to me. I need a 6-pack of nuggets, 2 packs of fries, 3 burgers. excuse me, sir. This is the emergency broadcast system, not McDonald's.
he's still just reading off the teleprompter right now.
Right? He's just reading off the captions because he can't even be bothered reading off like the proper. He does. He's reading off it.
Why are the subtitles so big?
Yeah, it takes up the screen.
I love it.
Oh my gosh! I'll be right
back. Right back.
Let me know if I miss anything.
You won't. But okay.
I'm digging it though. I'm digging the large.
I love it.
Caption.
I love it. It's legit my favorite thing ever. So
I want to let you know Bruce. I want to let you know you're only in this movie because my grandfather Dick Van Dyke turned this movie down. That's why I cast you.
Dick Van Dyke was like, "I don't have time for your shit, grandson."
Exactly.
Although, is Shane Van Dyke married? Because I think he'd make a great husband.
To, like, 40 women.
Well, I'd be one of those 40.
It's the hair, isn't it, Marcy? I'm going to find out, is Shane Van Dyke married?
Is he married?
According to a Wikipedia page, it doesn't seem like he is.
Well, now.
Oh my gosh, when he made this movie, he was 32 years old. And
wow.
Yeah.
He's like our modern day Orson Welles.
Is he on Twitter? I want to be his new best friend. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yes, Twitter recently bought by the wonderful Elon Musk. What do you guys think well, could possibly well, go wrong?
It probably well, won't go through, hopefully.
He might not even officially buy now because his stocks in his other companies went straight down after buying Twitter.
Yeah, I think that Tesla lost like $1.25 billion today in one day. Yeah. But, you know, stocks up and down all the time. But, yeah, I mean, the guy's nuts, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, I could see Elon Musk could be like, "I want to make the Titanic in space."
Oh, absolutely. It's coming.
Wait a minute.
It's coming.
That's not an Elon Musk voice.
Yes.
That sounded like Elon Musk's evil...
Quick, ladies, go up.
...even more evil Russian equivalent.
Don't worry, I'm not looking up your skirts.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That much.
Don't worry about this axe I've got. I just happen to be Louis Lasser's son.
It's Terry.
Oh my gosh, he does look like Todd and Terry.
He kind of does, doesn't
he? My mind is blown right now.
I know. That's what this is a sequel to. We had it all wrong, guys.
Yes. He's Blood Rage.
Exactly. He's the third son, Tim.
Tim.
He's Timmy.
Oh my gosh, I can't unsee it now.
They were actually triplets. And this is Timmy. And Timmy is a mixture of Terry and Todd.
To be Timmy, Terry, and Todd.
To be Timmy, Terry, and Todd. I just want to watch Blood Rage again.
Hold on.
Oh,
is that my long lost son, Timmy? I've been looking for him everywhere.
Timmy's my kid. Louise, I took Timmy away from you. You're not ruining him like you did Terry and Todd.
First of all, my dear beloved husband, Louis Lasser, you weren't supposed to give me updates what Timmy has been up to over the years. I mean, yes, I did try to sell him so I could get some pumpkin pie, but that's a whole different story. But besides the boy...
That kid gets so much snatch, I'm so proud of that boy. And he's going to do big things on this boat.
But you don't get it, Louis. He's got an axe. He's gonna be like our other son, Terry, who goes around and murders everyone and has to go off to a psych ward every 4 weeks or so. So you should have told me about this, because I honestly thought I sold him off to pumpkin pie and a bottle of red wine. But, you know, that was during a very emotional stage of my life.
He's gonna bang broads and be rich. He's gonna have nothing to do with you, Louis.
Oh. All right, well, if that's the case, I'll wish him good luck. It looks like his Titanic 2 ship is going really well. It seems like all the women are falling all over him. And he's like, and that woman died. But anyways, that's all.
So much for Kelly. So much for Kelly.
She got crushed by that book.
Yeah, they tried.
Did they, though?
She got crushed.
But they put a credit card in there. She could have been fine.
Hey, it's a credit card. Didn't even save her.
It's time to go avenge Kelly and get that fucking iceberg now!
Yeah! Go kill him, Timmy.
I mean, the exit sign was right there. They could have just exited left.
You know shit.
Yes.
Can we have Lance on every episode? This is hilarious.
Oh my god.
Lance, you're always welcome to come back anytime, even when it's not a surprise pick episode.
If we don't leave
Ad.
Now, she died.
Ad.
He said if we don't leave now, she died for nothing. What was...
Okay.
She died for everything. We
are at 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 23 seconds as we watch an ad about bread.
And if you don't like gluten, this is your worst nightmare.
Yeah, there's very, very much like all these ads against people who don't like gluten. It's a bit mean.
Yeah.
My God.
Australia.
Oh, it's the purple smoke again.
Australia, your big bait.
Oh,
whatever this
purple,
shit is.
Purple haze again.
Smoke.
Pinkberry. Purple weed.
I said it was pinkberry.
I think Tubi must be very aware of our show because they're now giving us appropriate ads.
Right. 1 hour, 3 minutes, 27 seconds. We are back. Creaking.
That was quick.
These ads are so random.
Yeah.
Well, I hope
the worst ads are on Tubi America.
Yeah. The ads in Australia are weird.
What's that batch? What'd you say?
The worst ads are when it's the American Tubi because there's like 7 ads.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, they hit you. That little circle goes around so fucking slowly.
Yeah.
You're on the 12th ad and you're like, oh, come on.
I completely forgot I was even on Tubi because I was rewatching one of the greats we've watched on Tubi Tuesdays, Voyage of the Rock Aliens. And I think I was like 40 minutes in and I did not have an ad. And then when an ad showed up, I freaked out because I forgot it was Tubi.
Right. You forgot your own Tubi.
Because there was like no ads for 40 minutes. I was like, oh, all right. Yeah.
Tubi pulled you back in.
Tubi added me.
Look at that wire.
The wire.
That's not how electricity works.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Come on, what could go wrong?
Do you know what this phone needed? I mean, do you know what this movie needed? Rotary phones on the ship.
I haven't seen one yet. I think I saw one. I'm pretty sure I saw one. Mm.
Yes.
I was thinking about phones for some reason.
See, I'm going to pitch that you should make, like, they should make another Final Destination movie and set it on a cruise ship like this where something like this happens.
Yes.
It'd be hilarious.
Oh, and then they don't get on the cruise ship? So you're talking about, like, from the opening sequence would be that?
No, or the whole movie
would be on the cruise ship?
No, the whole thing should be on the cruise ship. Yeah,
like they try to get off, so they get the premonition. They try to get off, but they realize they can't, and now they have to use like whoever kind of came up with the vision.
By the time they wake up and figure it out, there's a twist. It's not like the normal ones where they get out of it. By the time they wake up, they're out at sea.
And
that would be pretty fucking awesome.
See, that actually works. We should write this movie right now.
I don't know who's listening to this, but this movie is gonna mysteriously show up in a couple of years.
Patent pending, can't steal it.
I like how that pole they're using to climb across. His was dead still as he went across, and now hers is like
right.
He bent it to shit because he went first.
God.
I like how she's still in heels.
Yeah. Oh God. Again, the sexism of this movie. I mean, come on.
That thing is going to fall, and they're both going to get electrocuted.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey, let me just add 210 pounds to this thing. Yeah, right? God damn.
It's very obvious that wire is like someone pulling it off screen and just amping it up and down.
Right.
Once again, this film has about as much logic as Fox News. I'm really on one today.
Yeah, well, they've got a worse one now. I think it's called like America First News or something like that. It says, "You Fox News is too liberal. Watch America First if you want to get the real news."
God.
Does Joe Exotic have a show on that network?
I don't know, man, but they say that some of the Fox News hosts are communists, so that should tell you something right there, right?
The
promo is every you turn on that channel, and the promo every time it turns on, just first of all.
My lefty liberal hippie tree hugging self is very vocal on this episode.
Well, yes. you know who the biggest commies are in our country, the biggest socialist communist, whatever you want to call them. People with their hands out, gimme. Big oil, like big oil companies and big wheat and farm subsidies, people that are running we could go on forever. The way people treat animals, I don't know if it's like that in Australia, I'm sure it is, but the way that they treat farm animals here, like on a large scale, where they just like basically have chickens eating their own feces and... all that shit subsidized, and it's like it's systemic, and I just wow. Oh, no, wrong podcast.
Yeah, no, we could have political discussion Tuesdays while watching Tubi movies. Yes. But I will say, this country, or at least the far right, we'll say, are obsessed with coal, as in COAL.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that about Australia. That's the big thing, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of history of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the current dickhead prime minister of this country, with his non-existent tiny penis, probably rubs coal all over it.
Well, one of the big songs at the moment
yes,
the comedy troupe, got all different sound bites from Scott Morrison, put them all together and created a song of Scott Morrison called "Coal Makes Me Come."
Oh, God. Ouch.
Meanwhile, on the ship that doesn't know how it's sinking or blowing up.
It's sinking and blowing up concurrently.
But it hasn't even sunk. It's been like 40 hours and it's still floating.
I don't get it, man. I don't understand it at all. I mean, eventually the fire would burn itself out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if it hits the water.
If it's around water, it's literally in the middle of the ocean.
Yes. Once that water hits it, it's going to go out. But still, it hasn't.
How are they not all, like, electrocuted and dead?
They got past
Amy, I need you to take off your shirt and bra and everything.
Don't worry about the freezing water. Believe me, it'll make your nipples look all the better.
Yeah, just get your clothes off. There we go, Booby Fair.
Oh, hello. Booby Fair.
No,
Booby Fair.
I needed to take off my clothes to put on this diving suit? Yeah, sure.
Where's that water coming from? Someone turned on a tap.
It's optional.
What was that?
Why are they hiding in the closet?
They're gonna die in there!
It's Tommy and Timmy.
Oh my god.
I like how Bruce Davidson and Brooke Burns are taking their sweet time getting there.
I was about to say, where is Bruce Davidson? Is he still in the movie?
The helicopter could have been like rescued like 50 people by now.
Yeah, did he get like a heart attack and he's in an ICU somewhere and we don't know about it?
Here comes that tidal wave.
Oh boy.
Oh wait, there was a tidal wave? Wasn't that meant to hit like 3 hours ago?
I thought the tidal wave hit 7 or 8 times.
This doesn't
already
look like a mega tsunami.
Is a tidal wave an event, or is it back and forth, back and forth?
I think it's just the big wave.
I think it's like an ambush. Yeah.
Why did that guy look like he was covered in shit?
Maybe he was.
Is that a dolphin?
What is this?
Did a dolphin just go past the screen?
I don't know.
That boat, no joke, that boat, when the tidal wave hit the boat,
it's upside down. It is the Poseidon Adventure.
Yes.
That's not.
I was going to say
boat,
that
is it.
The boat was above water when that that tidal wave hit it.
Guys, did the boat just turn upside down?
It's upside down. It is the Poseidon Adventure.
You're kidding or you're serious?
No, we're serious.
No, I'm serious.
That is the same fucking boat?
Yep. It's upside down.
Holy fuck. Just like that. After burning for 20 hours straight.
See, I told you, the fire's out.
The fire went out.
They got to stay close to be warm, right? Mm. kind of like Luke Skywalker. Grab the lightsaber and jump inside.
But this movie's the reverse of the first one. He kicks her the fuck out because there's only room for him in there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. Oh. Grunting, banging. Sounds like a good time.
Ew.
To be fair.
To be fair.
He's grunting and banging at a door.
Yeah. And it was in all caps. So you know what that means.
You know what that means.
Somebody's getting pregnant.
Wait, so the boat's going to go under in 5 minutes?
How does he know that? How does he even know it's like it went upside down and shit?
Oh, I mean, they went upside down.
Well,
so.
I don't know. They're in a closet thing.
I think this is the part of the script I'm supposed to read.
Yep. Oh, it's right there in front of you, you dumb fuck. In letters as big as daylight. Fuck.
In the world's biggest letters.
See?
They can literally be there. Okay, every diving harness has an emergency exit on it.
See,
how does it work?
I just realized this is our first disaster movie for the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
No.
We should do more disaster movies for this show because they're hilarious.
Wait, we haven't done a disaster
movie? Not that I'm aware
of. No, we haven't.
Is our first disaster movie.
Oh, well, true.
Correct. Troll 2 was a bit of a disaster.
Well, that's a different type of disaster.
To be fair.
To be fair. I kind of thought Mr. Jingles was a disaster movie.
Movie does not exist. I veto that movie. Forever, for the records.
Mr. Jingles.
Fuck that movie.
Oh, man.
I'd definitely rather take Art the Clown than Mr. Jingles.
Look at him. He's freezing to death.
Mr. Jingles is the Wish version of Art the Clown.
Look at how he's shaking. I expect her to... She's about to slap him, airplane style.
Why hasn't she just drowned him yet?
Like, is he...
No shit!
He's... Yeah, he's like shaking from cold, and she's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
And he's talking what? About airtight pockets cold. And tight spaces. Hello. Oh
my god.
What is going on?
I like how he's freezing and yet she's not.
I know, right? Funny?
Yeah, but she has the suit thing on.
Okay. To be fair.
Well, I don't think a life vest is going to stop you from being cold.
It's not a life vest. It's a wetsuit.
Bede, that's because. Yep. That's because Bede, you're an anti-vester.
He is, isn't he?
Yes, actually. Actually, now that you say that, Marcy, I completely forgot she is wearing a diving suit.
I know, like, we were too distracted by when she took her clothes off.
To be fair, I can see that.
To be fair.
Yeah. Although we haven't seen any actual nip, have we?
No, the lady in that dress before had all the nip, and that's why she's the best character.
What happened to her? I want to see where she ended up. Where'd the redhead go?
Hopefully she ran off and married me.
Well, she had her own flotation device, so I'm sure she's fine.
She's doing the backstroke out there.
This is why I don't need a life vest. I have flotation devices attached to me.
Absolutely.
I mean, Brooke Burns was in Baywatch. Why isn't she the one getting into the diving suit?
When was she on Baywatch?
Maybe it wasn't in her contract.
It might have been in the later seasons, I think.
Okay.
I mean, I did Baywatch. Baywatch, like most of Baywatch when it was on.
I'll find out exactly when she was on.
Yeah, I'm going to look
that
it up.
That is not actually. Him, is it?
No.
Oh shit, scuba diving! I knew there'd be scuba diving in this movie.
There we go. There's the scuba diving. There we go.
Alright, so Brooke Burns was on Baywatch in 1998.
That tells me absolutely fucking nothing, because I have no idea what year is Baywatch.
Oh yeah, because I might not have fully been watching it then. Maybe not as often. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like the latter part of the series,
I did kiss it.
Oh.
Who was it that earlier said smoke them if you got them?
Oh, this is interesting. Brooke Burns, for a while there, Marcy, for about 3 years, was married to Australian actor Julian McMahon.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, there
that.
You go.
Oh.
However, right now she's married to director Gavin O'Connor, the director of Warrior and the Accountant.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and she actually, for a little while there, she dated Bruce Willis. So,
when you say a little while, do you mean a day, a month, a year?
I think a year. I think according to
did she date? Did she ever date Pete Davidson?
She probably did.
Give her time,
right? If not, she's the only one that didn't.
Yeah.
See, Pete Davidson watched this film and is like, I'm going to emulate my love life on Shane Van Dyke's character.
Right, I think that's what happened, and now he's dead.
Something tells me Pete Davidson's cock is nicknamed the Titanic 3, you know?
It probably is.
Lance has broke me now.
Oh, boy.
Stick.
They're running out of fuel. We're back to green again.
Oh, green.
They just refueled 5 minutes ago.
Literally. Fucking literally, dude. That's why they haven't been on screen for half an hour.
Exactly. If they didn't just go flying around the ocean and actually got to the boat on time, then they wouldn't have to worry about this.
This is like the worst editing ever, right?
Yes.
This movie has about as much logic as Clive Palmer.
So is this when the sharks show up?
Yes.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I know who Clive Palmer is now.
Oh, God.
Where did Bruce Davison go? Did he jump out
Where did that thing come from?
The helicopter.
He's still sitting in his chair, guys. Come on.
He's scuba diving. His stunt double is scuba diving for him.
What's happening? What is this?
He wasn't sure what to do.
That looks
he wasn't
like
sure what to do.
What is that?
That's the boat. That's the Titanic 2. And she's still trapped in that wardrobe.
She's still trapped with his dead body.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Bruce Davidson's got the saber.
That's meant to be his daughter, right?
Where she is.
She gave
yeah,
him,
that's his daughter.
She
but
gave
how
him,
does he know where
they
she
have
is?
A psychic connection bead.
Oh, my God. It literally looks like a cartoon swimming inside of a video game. Oh, my God.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Is that the creature from the Black Lagoon in the background? What am I seeing?
I don't
is
know.
There, are y'all seeing this too, or is that...
I have
this
no
is where
idea.
Goldfish
oh,
Man
I see like
short.
A...
Goldfish it's Man
like
should
some
be there.
Weird... Okay.
Yeah, I have
oh,
no
yeah,
idea.
It's like a...
What the
it's
fuck?
Like a what is that?
I don't
what is
know.
That? It looks like the creature it's... from the Black Lagoon superimposed on the... on the background.
Maybe
you know
it,
what
is.
It is. I noticed this on the last movie because it seems like whatever the movie, before you start the movie, whatever screen it's on, it plays like it freezes that
wow.
frame on the screen.
Yeah. Either that or...
But
you,
it does look...
Either that or you guys slip me some serious fucking Australian mushrooms.
Yes. Yeah, I just picked them from the front yard.
Do they grow there?
That was me, sorry. It comes in through the microphone.
Jeez.
Oh, hey, Batch. I know weed is legal in all of Canada now, but
yes.
is it legal in Australia?
Not technically.
I don't know medicinal, I think.
I think
okay.
it's not easy and it's very expensive to get it medicinally. Recreationally,
gotcha.
No.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. It's pretty crap.
Understood. Okay. Well, I'm in Texas, so we're probably quite literally the last place to ever get legal weed ever.
That sucks.
On the entire globe.
Mm.
Oh my God.
We'll probably get our legally recreational before you do.
Yeah. I think Saudi Arabia will get it recreationally before Texas does, for fuck's sake.
Give it time. Joe Rogan lives there now, so he's going to make things happen for you guys.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, and Elon, too. Elon's moving here.
Oh,
Elon's
God.
Elon's moving here.
Oh,
if there he does, go, can you steal billions of dollars off him and give it to me so we can build Titanic 2?
You know what? He'll never know it's missing.
Mm,
he'll never even notice it. He'll never even notice it. So, so the answer is yes, Marcy, yes.
Did they keep his dead body?
Are you serious? Is this a flashback to
pop...
the Jack thing or what?
Yes.
You know what? I am going to pop 4D, even though he's been dead for over an hour.
He's
I will
alive.
Pop 4D if they bring him back
to
life.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they're
bring
about
it
to revive
him. Come on, bring him back. Bring him back.
You know it. Mouth to mouth. Here we go. San Andreas Part 2. Here we go. Come on.
San Andreas.
It literally
somebody mentioned The Rock in San Andreas
that was
earlier,
speed.
Right?
No, that was me.
Okay.
It literally is San Andreas because Bruce Davidson only went to go save his daughter, but
yep.
not anyone else on that boat.
Mm-hmm. And they somehow
and
found his body.
He's coming back to life.
Around.
He is. He's going to live.
He's got a heart on. He must be alive.
Oh, God.
I think that's rigor mortis setting in.
Yeah, sure.
Is that rigor mortis in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Happy to see me.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God.
Bloody
breathe, Daddy, breathe!
Now it's time for the airplane slap. Now!
I mean, let's be real. If this was real life, he would have a lot of brain damage if they bring him back.
Oh yeah!
He come back.
Yeah.
I like boats.
Dude would be a fucking vegetable.
Oh yeah, vegetable. Yeah, like a fucking zucchini.
Oh my gosh!
Man.
Oh my! He's been underwater for an hour. He's been underwater for almost an hour,
right?
And he's alive, and now he's turned into Clive Palmer.
I was hoping he'd turn into Goldfish Man.
No. He's going to turn into Clive Palmer as written by Clive Barker. How about that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think it's time to let it go, honey. Yeah. He's dead. He's been dead for 4 hours now.
That happened in San Andreas too, guys. Remember,
he's an icicle at this point.
Okay, wait for it. Wait for it.
He's gonna do it. Watch.
Wait for it.
It's gonna come up the water.
Mm-hmm.
Something's gonna happen because there's a moment of silence.
Look, he's frozen.
He's so dead.
That is the
man. One more. The kiss of life. Kiss him, and it's gonna make him come back to life.
Oh my god! No, he's dead. His face suddenly doesn't have icicles on it.
We were wrong. It's a real tragedy.
Mm.
He's really not coming back. Oh god, I feel so guilty for all that right now.
The ice is back on his face.
I
won't be able to marry him for his millions.
Dick Van Dyke is yelling at me from somewhere right
Wait,
now.
Wait, that's the
oh, that's
what?
Is that
the end of the movie?
That's the end of the movie.
Wow. Okay.
The movie just ended right.
It just ended.
What happened to the other passengers?
Oh, and
he's dead. Credits.
No.
See,
unbelievable.
Shane Van Dyke, you are a cinematic genius. You thought I died on screen. We don't need to know what else happened to the other characters. My death of my character is more important.
That's the closing moments of the movie.
And coming up next is San Andreas Mega Quake.
Yep.
And there was also another San Andreas thing, but I can't see it. There we go. San Andreas Mega Quake.
San Andreas.
And San Andreas Quake is coming up on Tubi.
I think Mega Drake. Mega Quake, I think it's the sequel.
Mega Drake.
It's all about Drake.
Versus Craven.
Oh, wow. That was amazing.
How did that end? Like, I do not remember that movie ending that way because I had seen this
That was something. Maybe that was an alternate ending or something. A Tubi ending.
It was a Tubi ending. No,
they used to have Reader's Digest condensed books where you would set them on the back of the toilet so that when people went to the toilet they could read through the books. It would be like Jaws, but it was 53 pages. So maybe this was a Tubi condensed film. I don't know.
It's either that or they'd be like, everyone stop watching at this point. Let's just end the movie right here. But wow. Yes, that was Titanic 2. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed the madness of this episode.
That was mad.
And also, thank you, Lance, for picking this movie because this was a fun watch.
This was very fun.
Thanks a lot. Every movie you guys pick is fun. I love listening to the show. You guys are just a blast. And most of the time, I'm going I don't watch the film.
I don't blame you.
I do listen to you guys whilst driving to work or, you know, walking around the block or doing my jogging or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
I don't blame you for not watching the movie because usually they're crap.
You guys watch it, so I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Hmm.
Lance, I don't know if it's a good idea to drive while listening to our show because you'll be just driving along, enjoying it, and then all of a sudden, Luis Lassie comes on and then you just crash into a girl.
Well, that's what State Farm is for. That's our big insurance.
That's your insurance. Yeah. Well, this was a blast of an episode. Lots of fun.
Indeed.
Lots of fun.
So good.
I hope, once again, thank you for all our listeners for listening to this Patreon subscribers pick episode of the show. Again, we'll be doing, these are very in bi-monthly, so the next one we will be doing will be in July, so stay tuned for that pick. So, and next month we'll be back to doing our Patreon poll pick, and I believe it'll be your turn, Marcy, for that one.
Yes, that should be coming up on our Patreon in the next 1 or 2 weeks, and we will be having some very exciting episodes coming up, and next week will be Batch's pick, and we'll see what he comes up with for that episode, so stay tuned, and you can always find everything To Be Tuesday podcast related at supermarcy.com, And if you look up the To Be Tuesdays podcast in your podcast player, you will be able to find us. And you can check out the To Be Tuesdays song playlist on YouTube and Spotify for different songs, because not everything is available everywhere. And check out our link tree for all the links, which is linktr.ee/the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And yeah, you can find us on the Super Network and all our social medias as well. And if you want to find me, you can check me out on the Twitters. We'll see if it's still owned by that Elon Musk wanker. Yes, you can find me there at Super Marcy. And if you want to check me out on Letterboxd, then you can see the full list of To Be Tuesdays movies, as well as my ratings on Letterboxd at Super_Marcy.
Awesome. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Friday on the Pop 4 Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man for the beginning, present day. And every Friday is Avenging Tales, where me and James Simpson recap the Avengers.
Excellent. Awesome. Make sure to find the links on our link tree for Pop 4D also.
Damn straight. And Lance, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, we've got a website, so just go to www.thehorrorreturns.com and go from there. But we don't just do horror, folks. We don't just do horror. We do action. We have a show called The Action Returns. We've got The Wrestling Returns, and we've got Stream Fiends, where we will stream a movie or pick a movie that's available on streaming. But we were going to do a couple of art house movies this week. We were going to do Hatching and Lamb. But not all of us could find Hatching, so I think we're going to go back and do The Year in Horror 1989 and do a couple of oldies, so check it out.
Very nice. Yes, always check out The Horror Returns and their other shows. Much like the Super Network, The Horror Returns have many shows, lots of fun, lots of good content, and good people. So check us all out if you haven't done so already. And once again, thank you, Lance. It has been a pleasure. We look forward to podcasting with you in the future. And hopefully you will come back on the To Be Tuesdays as well again.
If invited, I will. And absolutely. I think on our show, we might have a Cage Rage week coming up soon.
Maybe, yes.
Possibly. So I've got my tickets for Friday to go see, what is this called? God damn it, such a long title.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
There you go. I'm going to check it out Friday. So I think we're going to talk about it in a couple of weeks. You guys all on? Are you going to be in two batch or what?
I may have to check that movie, I will let you know.
Yeah.
All right.
We're done.
Yeah, and before we go, for me, people want to find me on Twitter.
And Bede.
Yes.
Just look for Bede Van Dyke and look for all the women.
See, I'm changing my name to Bede Van Dyke now. so you can find me at twitter.com/BedeJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. Of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Indeed.
So that's the end of this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. We hope all of our listeners enjoyed it. And we'll see you all next Tuesday for... I guess we won't say exactly what it is, but we have a new theme month for this one because there's a particular special reason why that is, but we'll save that for next week. So see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Years later, the world's greatest ship.
Most sophisticated ship ever created, the Titanic 2.
Let's make history.
We'll sail again.
Have another one of your bad feelings, Captain?
Oh, you could say that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If I could have your attention, please.
On the same day, the same course, and the same fate.
understand me, Captain. There's another wave coming.
Find out how fast this thing is moving.
Whatever you're gonna do, do it fast!
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.